Today's Tanya for the 23rd day of Cheshvan, Chav Gimel Cheshvan, is at the beginning of Siman Lamed, the beginning of Igeres HaKedesh 30, the 30th letter. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe urges the people who have been in the habit of giving a certain amount of tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael that they shouldn't diminish or decrease their contribution, even if things may be difficult. And he describes the greatness and the importance of the two aspects of tzedakah: the repetitive giving, the repeated act of giving, and also the ultimate greatness of the sum that gets put together through these continuous and repeated givings. Mudaz is mashamirizal. It is known, the statement of the sages in the Gemara and Brachos, that kol hazogilov elabeis haknesses v'yeim echad lebo, that a person who is in the habit of coming to davening, to shul, and one day he doesn't come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheil olav. So the Gemara says that God inquires as to why he didn't show up. He's missed. Shenemar, and it bases it on a verse, on a pasuk in Yeshaya, as it says, "Mi bochem yirei Hashem, who among you is God fearing, and obeys?" It goes on to say, "And obeys the voice of my servants, of my prophets, who walks away in darkness and not in light," which simply means that he goes away from where he ought to be. He ought to be in shul, and he doesn't come. Instead, he goes into darkness and not into light, into the shul. Or it can mean a person who doesn't come to shul because he got entangled in darkness. He's having difficult times, difficult problems, and yet the Gemara is saying that God inquires because he should not have missed coming to shul, even though he's going through a difficult time. V'chein b'chol ha-mitzvahs, same is true with all other mitzvahs, not only with davening, that if you're in the habit of doing a certain mitzvah and difficult times come along, you shouldn't diminish, you shouldn't drop the mitzvah, but rather to depend on God and to trust in God, that if you continue to do what you have to do, he will do for you what he has to do. U'befrat mitzvah hatzdoko sheshkulo keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, and particularly so in connection with the mitzvah of tzedakah, that is equal to all mitzvahs, that a person should not decrease his tzedakah when he's going through a difficult time. Hagam shehibli neder chas v'sholem. Now, although when a person gives tzedakah daily or weekly or monthly or annually, he's not making a vow, God forbid, which would obligate him to continue to give this amount in fulfillment of the vow. So it's not, God forbid, a vow that would be a very serious matter if it were a vow and were not kept. So he says, Chas v'shalom, it's not, God forbid, a vow. But afal pikein kol hachayil asher noga yiras Hashem belibam. But still, even though it is not an obligation, literally, halachically, it's not a vow, yet every person who is moved with fear of God in his heart, lo yo'asol nafshom ho'alikis, it doesn't behoove them, their godly soul, loses migrois bakedesh, to allow any decrease or diminishing of holiness in any matter of holiness. To decrease from that which they have already become accustomed, year after year, annually, to set aside from their wealth, lahachayes ruach shveilim v'nitkoyim, the less lehein the garmehein, to give life to support those who are lowly and broken hearted. They have nothing of their own, meaning the poor Jews who were living at that time in Israel. Ibechina sukas David hanifelis, those people represent the sukkah of David that has fallen, They're in a very lowly fallen condition, and it is our mitzvah l'kaimam u'l'reimimam to raise them up and to stand them up l'meh ve'echad bi'echad, so we can be one to one. When all souls are together and share each other's difficulties and participate in each other's problems, then we become one, and then we become receptive to the oneness of God, so that the one people and the one God are joined one to one. And the greatness of the virtue of tzedakah comes from the repeated act of giving. So it doesn't have to be a large sum at one time, but rather smaller sums constantly given. And then there's also a virtue in the amount, in the sum total. Called pruto, pruto mitzarefes l'cheshbon gadol. As the Gemara says in Bava Basra, every coin, every penny, adds up to a large sum. Al derech ma'amarazal, and what is cheshbon gadol? What is a large sum? This is similar to what the Gemara says, Amosai, to what the sages say, that Amosai Godul Havaye Kishu Biirlikeno. When is God great? Saying the term Godul, when is God Godul? When he is in Iir Elikeno. He bechinas umokim hacheshbon. Kamashikosu veinecho bereches becheshbon. The Iir Elikeno, the city of God, which is a reference to Malchus of Atzilus, that is the place of accounting, of Cheshbon. So Godel, Cheshbon Godel would mean a greatness that comes in numbers, in Cheshbon, in accounting. Because Cheshbon is speech, which is Malchus, and it's called and it's called the city of God, because just like speech is built, constructed from individual letters and individual words that make up the sentences and the paragraphs and so on, the same as a city is built from bricks and from blocks and from finite parts that make up a big sum total. So the Cheshbon Gadol of the Tzedakah reveals and brings to us the greatness, the greatness of God through Iir Elokeinu, through being revealed in Malchus and in finite portions, in finite parts. As it says in Shir Hashirim, your eyes are like wells, like streams of Cheshbon. And Brecha, Be'er, well, also means Malchus. It's also a reference to Malchus. So Malchus is where Cheshbon takes place, because Malchus is a finite entity, or finite entities, that can be counted and that can be added together. The Hamechuvan, so the idea is that through the Cheshbon Godel of Tzedakah, we receive the Godel Hashem in Iir Elokeinu. Keneda, as is known, kibisarusa dotato, that it is through the initiative of the person here below that hamshochas chayim chein v'chesed b'maisa hatzedaka b'rotzin hatei v'sev eponim yofes, the initiative being the giving of life to those who need it with chein and with chesed in the act of tzedaka, with willingness and with friendliness, then Sarusa Deleilo, that initiative arouses a response from above, that Yore Havaye Ponov, that God reveals Himself to us, Hu Ha'odas V'Hamshochas Chein V'Chesed V'Rotzen Elyein, that God turns to us also with Chein and with Chesed and with will, willingly, Mechaye HaChayim Ein Sev Baruch Hu, and gives us life from the source of life, Ashaligdulose in Cheker, whose greatness is unknowable, unfathomable, the Hasaga Klal. Elbchinas Malchus Chamalchus Kolelomim. So this unfathomable greatness comes down into the level of Malchus. And Malchus belongs to all the worlds, Malchus Cha Malchus Kol Elamim, it relates to the finite worlds, Alma Diz Galya HaMachaya Kol Abriyim Shebechol HaHecholis, Elyein V'Tachteinim, this means, Kol Elamim, all the worlds, meaning also the revealed world that gives life to the creatures and creations of the worlds, both higher and lower, shehen bebechinas misper v'cheshben, that are finite and therefore can be counted, their numbers, digits, k'meshekosuv elef alof mishem shunei, as it says, a thousand thousands serve him, so it's a cheshben godel made up of finite and small parts, individuals. And this is the cheshbon gadol that comes from the repeated act of tzedakah. Tzedakah is called maisa sholim because peace is that which connects two opposites, two extremes that would otherwise be in conflict. Sheheng tzei hashamayim le'ela. And in this case, the Sholem, the Tzedakah, brings together two extreme opposites, and that is the greatness of God that is unknowable, and the other extreme, the other end of the heavens, the lowest worlds, the lowest condition, the godliness that clothes itself in the lower worlds, in a finite form, in a form that is countable, the Tao, and it is sufficient to understand. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 23rd day of Cheshvan, Chav Gimel Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Tzvei and Tzvantzik Mo hot men arastir dem Tzemach Tzedek of the Asifas Harabonim in Peterburg, Tof Reish Gimel. 22 times the Tzemach Tzedek was arrested during the meeting, the rabbinical conference in Peterburg in the year Tof Reish Gimel. These were house arrests. For seinen Kegenstellen sich der Forderung von der Melucha wegen Shinuyim Bechinuch. He was arrested 22 times because of his resistance and objection to the demands of the government concerning certain changes that they wanted to introduce into Jewish education. Der Minister hat ihm gefragt, dass er doch meride bemalchus. So the Minister of Education asked him, how can you resist and refuse to go along with what the government says? Isn't that treason? Rebellion against the government, which is not permitted by Torah. And the Tzemach Tzedek had geemphased, so the Tzemach Tzedek's reply was, that neidet b'malchus is chayiv misa beguf. A person who commits treason is punishable by death, but by death of the body. Aber neidet b'malchus shamayim, but if one is treasonous to God, is chayiv misa benefesh. Then his penalty is that he deserves death of the soul. Evos is gresa. So which violation is greater?